The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
He told you about the phone call.
He told me it was perfect. There was nothing in the call. But I knew what was in the call. I mean, it was in the public domain.
What? He told you.
Say what? That was an interesting little blurb that Nancy Pelosi stumbled over last night. Did you hear this? Now, see, I was not able to watch 60 Minutes in real time last night, which is unusual for me because it is kind of my long form news addiction. It's the only thing that's still on TV that does anything worthy of seeing in the form of long form news. But when she said that my ears perked up. Play that clip one more time, Alex.
He told you about the phone call.
He told me it was perfect. There was nothing in the call. But I knew what was in the call. I mean,
stop it right there. See, she's saying in this part of the discussion that the president had called her voluntarily before the release of the transcript to say, hey, don't worry about the call. The call's all good. It's clean. She said, oh, but I knew what was in the call. How did she know what was in the call? And Pelly didn't follow up on that. In fact, Pelly was off his game with last night's report. He also purposefully misrepresented the reference. He opened the show by saying that the president of Ukraine asked for missiles, that the president responds by asking for a favor, and that favor was to investigate Biden, which is not how it's laid out. If you read the transcript, there's 504 words between the word favor and where he turns the conversation to address the issue of Biden. Friends, the media is not going to do your work for you. That's why you need me. And you need Michael Goodwin, who joins us from the New York Post. Michael, writing a lot about impeachment these days. Last three or four columns have been on this topic. Michael, I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes last night, but did you find that astounding that somehow Nancy Pelosi knew the content of the call before the transcript had been released?
Kevin, I had not heard that, but as the more I think about the sequence of events last week, the more I am convinced that the whistleblower has been working with the Democratic Party for some time.
Now, support for that.
Well, listen, I think that the way the whistleblower went about his work of gathering this information, hiring Democratic-connected lawyers,
right,
and then the way that the complaint itself is shaped to do maximum political damage, it's then leaked, given to the committee, which I believe Adam Schiff and others leaked some of the contents to the media to whet the public's appetite for it. Go back and look at all the headlines, the screaming headlines, before we had A, the transcript of the call, or B, before we had the complaint from the so-called whistleblower. And then for Nancy Pelosi to say, I knew what was in the call before the transcript was released, or before the president said anything to her, I think does give away the game here, that there is something untoward about this whole effort, that it feels to me, and I cannot prove this at this point, but it feels to me very much like a continuation of what we saw in 2016, where you have these, you know, leaks from the FBI and Comey and Fusion GPS, and even the CIA, John Brennan, setting up a letter with Harry Reid that Harry Reid then releases, saying the FBI is investigating Donald Trump for collusion with Russia. I demand that you release this information. All hands on deck approach to getting Trump.
Yeah.
It feels like this is a rerun to what we saw then.
Michael, it's interesting you answered my question that way, because I did not tell you the question ahead of time, and that was your honest, spontaneous reaction to the Pelosi clip. Let me just quickly say, your counterpart at the Federalist, Sean Davis, who does some great work over there, actually sat down last week and read the FISA documents, the dossier, and then read the whistleblower complaint in sequence. Those were the sequences that he wrote it, and he said it appeared to his literary trained eye, and he's a writer and he does this all the time, and subject verb agreement and how you use certain terms and so forth. He said it felt like all of those documents were written by the same people, that the way they crafted legal arguments, that the way they injected the illustrations that they wanted to try to make their point. And that would seem to indicate what you're saying is true, that there would have to be a coordinated long-term effort. Oh, and by the way, a lot of people feel like the Kavanaugh stuff had this same element to it, that there was this organization behind it that was not organic. It was very calculated and very structured to try to know that when you get Blasey Ford on the record, then you send her to the Democratic lawyer that can get her a pro bono representation that can then get her the lie detector test. There's this subversive everything we can do to try to stop what the people did in 2016. And Michael, that's my next question. Is this how it's playing, given that today Rasmussen has Trump at 53% approval, and even Nate Silver at 538 is saying he's topping Obama in daily public approval polls right now? Is the public tired of this mess? Are they just not even listening to it anymore?
Hard to know, Kevin. I think that one of the advantages the Democrats clearly have now is that the bullhorn of the media is turned to maximum. And I think that they were all surprised by Trump winning the election. They're not surprised now. As Al Green said, we have to impeach him or he'll be reelected. So I think that there is this now concerted effort that they've got to get him either out before the election or do maximum damage to him so that this time, because they'll be better prepared, they will defeat him. So I think this is an attempt to end his presidency one way or the other. I hope the president is paying very close attention to this. I think he needs to up his game. I think tweeting things, nonsensical things at this point, is just counterproductive. This is a serious effort now, and I think he needs a serious response. It cannot just be making fun of Adam Schiff's neck size and things like that. That's not going to cut it in this environment.
Let me ask you about something that Schiff is now asking for as of today, and had multiple reports confirm this. He now wants transcripts of other calls with additional heads of state across the world, including but not limited to Vladimir Putin. Was it a mistake for President Trump to release that transcript and kind of defy tradition that goes all the way back to George Washington in terms of not revealing what a conversation between two heads of state is? Because he could have certainly put that under privilege.
Yeah. Look, the president has cooperated many times in many ways. I mean, the Don McGahn testimony to Mueller, et cetera. And he never gets credit for it. It's
That's
never
true.
Enough. It's always just bait for the next one. And I think the president needs now to recognize this pattern. And, yes, sometimes he has to. Sometimes the weight of the public relations is not worth the fight. Nonetheless, if we're going to go down this road, I think then we should really have transparency. Let's get the transcript of Barack Obama's conversations with Iran before he shipped them $1.4 billion of our cash. Let's get his conversations with Putin and Medvedev when he said, I need more flexibility in that period. What else was he asking for from the Russians prior to the 2012 election? My point is that we don't know anything really about these private conversations presidents have with other heads of state. And I think there's generally a good reason for that. But we do have the transcripts of three such calls, all of them involving Donald Trump. One with the Australian PM, one with the Mexican PM, and now with this one. If we're just going to focus on Trump, we're not going to understand the nature of these calls. These are political creatures, these presidents and prime ministers. They all have domestic politics. I think they talk to each other in very frank ways about their domestic issues. And I think we would see more of that if we saw more of these transcripts. We would then be able to put in context the things that Donald Trump is saying to the Ukrainian prime minister. But we don't have those other calls. And so this looks like an outlier. It may, in fact, be quite normal. And it may even be tame to some of the other things that Obama said or Bill Clinton or George Bush. So if we're going to go down this road, let's open the vault.
All right. Well said. Michael Goodwin, read him in The New York Post. His last three or four things have all been on impeachment and really good insights. And Michael, I appreciate you weighing in on the Pelosi soundbite today, because I do think that's national news. It's worth noting. And I think that she needs to answer some questions about it at the very minimum going forward. Michael Goodwin, thank you.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.